Boy, I tell you, there ain't much better good old country than Sampine Sr. and his son Sampine Jr. singing old folks at home. I tell you, it reminds me, there ain't nothing like the old folks home here in the homestead in good old Willamette County. And I tell you, I hope that my kids look back on their time here in the homestead and they look back fondly on their time on the land, tilling the land, enjoying their time, making food for the family and for their community and for the rest of the world. Wonderful song here. Well, just a reminder, there still is a bounty on coyotes. Many of our farmers and many of you around town, even truckers, in fact, have noticed this. Lots of roadkill on the road on their way in through Willamette County. There is a bounty on coyotes. Their numbers just keep on increasing, even after the first outbreak. Here in Willamette, for many of you who are new to the area, we had an unfortunate outbreak over a decade ago, and unfortunately the coyote population exploded, eating on the waste of the undead. And Willamette County and Willamette City Hall joined forces and did something about it, and they have agreed to offer a tax rebate to anyone who shows up with the hide of more than five coyotes. So if you bring in your hide to City Hall or their corresponding offices around town and in the county, they will mark you down for a tax rebate. And make sure that you bring your hide in good condition. You don't need to clean it before, but at least bring it so that they can clearly mark whether or not it's been more than four carcasses of the coyotes. And if you do see any more coyotes, do feel to take out those suckers, because they are becoming a hazard, and quite frankly, driving through the off-roads at night, whether you're in a pickup truck or whether you're hauling a big rig or not, I tell you, rolling over some of them coyotes can be quite dangerous late at night. You don't want to be rolling over an 18-wheeler into a ditch, all because of, an overgrowth of those critters. What else? I have a note here also. City Hall is looking for hiring a writer in residence here in Willamette. As many of you listen to WLD 5:30 AM, I'm sure you're penning some lyrics on a napkin at the diner, or you're sitting in a chair on the couch at home thinking, wow, wouldn't this be a great song? Well, this is your chance. If you've always wanted to write country songs, or you've wanted to share some of your old hunting stories, do submit a portfolio to Willamette City Hall, and just make note of it on your envelope that this is for the writer in residence program. And I'm sure whatever committee that the City Hall has put together, they will enjoy all your lyrics and all your ideas. In fact, I got plenty of good old hunting stories, and I'm sure many of you do too. Don't limit yourself. They don't have to just be limited to hunting stories. They could be stories about growing up in Willamette County, your experiences of living off the land or working for your food, or they can just be stories of survival. Many of us who've survived the outbreak have plenty of stories of what it meant to rebuild here and preserve our homesteads here in Willamette and surrounding county area. So do write down your ideas, and if you're more inclined, technically speaking, I'm sure you could also submit a couple of cassette tapes or maybe some recordings on some of them MP3 devices. I'm pretty sure they're with the times, and they'll be able to listen to those and transcribe them for the committee. So City Hall is looking for writer in residence. Do submit your ideas. We value them here, and we might be able to pair you up with a good old country singer too. So don't be shy. Bill Henning here on WLD 530 AM, home of Willamette's Wild Country Radio. We're going to head to a commercial break here, but when we come back, more great good old country music here, and hoping to keep you entertained for the rest of the day here on Black Friday in Willamette.